Hi, my name is Nicholas, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about my life. A long, long time ago, I grew up in a city called Patara, way out in the east. Today, that country is called Turkey. My mom and dad died when I was still a very small boy, so I can hardly remember them. It makes me really sad just thinking about it. I grew up as an orphan without any brothers or sisters, so I felt lonely a lot of the time. Even though my parents left me a lot of money, being rich didn't make me happy. I lived in a huge, beautiful palace filled with servants. I ate off golden plates with silver spoons, and my clothes were covered in expensive jewels. My stables were full of special, beautiful animals. But still, not a day went by that I didn't cry myself to sleep. One day, I tripped over a clay pot filled with scrolls. Those are long rolls of paper used for writing. I picked one up and started to read. It told a story about a rich man and a poor man named Lazarus. Lazarus was hungry and sick, lying right outside the rich man's door. He just wanted the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table, but the rich man wouldn't even give him those. Suddenly, I remembered walking to the city gate with my mother to see the beggars. She used to tell me, "Nicholas, never forget to share what you have with the poor. Everything we have is a gift from God." She told me that God's son, Jesus, was born a long time ago in a stable, completely poor. Through him, we see how much God loves us. That's why we should share that love and make others happy. The very next morning, I woke up early and left my palace. The streets were empty as I hurried to the city gate. It was a little scary being out there all alone, but soon I saw people who were very thin and sick, wearing nothing but rags. They didn't have a home, and they reached out their hands for help. I didn't wait. Quickly, I took off my jewelry. Then I took off my expensive coat. I even gave my sandals with the silver buckles to the beggars. Back then, clothes for rich kids didn't usually have pockets. So as soon as I got back to the palace, I ran to my tailor. I asked him to sew huge pockets onto my coat. Then I went into my big garden and gathered nuts and fruit from the trees and bushes. I filled those new pockets right to the top. That same day, I went back to the poor people in the city. They were so thankful and happy to get the good food. That night, I was dead tired, but I fell asleep happier than I'd been in a long, long time.